Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories.
With these brutally hot temperatures, a lot of people are thinking about heading to the beach today. Our Marilyn Buckley is in Coney Island, and she joins us now live.
Linda, no better place to be than the beach on a day where it's going to feel like the high 90s. And people exactly thought that when they woke up, they packed their beach chairs and they headed right here. Some people even brave enough to get in the water.
We're having a great time in Coney Island Beach. The weather's fine.
The beautiful beach in Coney Island is the best beach to come to. You know why? The trains are right here. You could play your music. You could walk down the shore. You could go on the rise. The kids love it here.
Just don't forget your sunscreen and you'll be in good shape. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. We're live at Coney Island Beach.
A double stabbing in the Bronx has left a 34-year-old man dead. Police say a brawl broke out between two groups in front of an apartment building on Marion Avenue near East 188th Street in Fordham around 12:30 this morning. Luis Almanzar was stabbed in the chest and arm and taken to a hospital where he died. The second victim, a 32-year-old man, survived. Cops are looking for suspects, but so far, no arrests have been made. A Staten Island teenager is facing a number of charges after being accused of stealing packages on Long Island.
The 18-year-old is accused of having knowledge of two packages at the Hicksville FedEx with $97,000 worth of goods inside. And using a fake ID and having the tracking numbers, detectives say the teen stole the packages. The teenager is from Staten Island and now faces charges including unlawful possession of personal identifying information. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A murder mystery in Queens. The body of a 75-year-old man has been found with multiple gunshot wounds along the shoreline of Casino Lake in Flushing. Police say the man, identified as Albert Itzkovitz, was shot in the neck and back. He was found yesterday afternoon around 5 and pronounced dead at the scene. So far, there have been no arrests. ICE agents have now been banned from making arrests at immigration courts in Manhattan. A federal judge ruled the Department of Homeland Security relied on mistaken information, saying a policy set by the Trump administration did not apply to immigration courts. Federal agents can still make arrests at immigration courthouses when there are serious threats to public safety. The Department of Homeland Security defended the practice, saying it was a safer way to detain migrants, adding in a statement that, quote, nothing prohibits arresting a lawbreaker where you find them. Three people have been arrested in connection to a fatal drive-by shooting in the Bronx nearly 5 years ago. Nicoy Brown, Giovanni Sterling, and Marlon Smith are all facing murder charges. The targeted shooting killed 18-year-old Aneki Chung, who police say had an imitation pistol on him at the time. Three bystanders, including a 15-year-old boy, were also wounded. A motive for that killing is still not known. A 56-year-old woman has died in Manhattan after falling down an open manhole last night. Police say she got out of her parked car on Fifth Avenue near West 52nd Street around 11:30 p.m. and fell 10 feet down the uncovered Con Ed manhole. She was taken to a hospital where she later died. Con Ed is investigating why that manhole was uncovered in the first place. Some Long Island Railroad trains will be running again at the top of the hour now that the strike is over. Partial service will resume on the Ronkonkoma, Babylon, Port Washington, and Huntington branches starting at 12 noon. Kevin Sexton with the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers says the deal that they reached with the MTA last night will satisfy union members.
We are looking forward to our members getting back to work and doing what they do best, which is serving the region. We appreciate everybody's patience during this time.
We don't know yet any of the details of the new contract. As far as commuters and Knicks fans who live out on Long Island, Governor Hochul says we've got you covered tonight.
With the full service expected in time for the evening rush hour, and yes, in time for the Knicks game.
Knicks tip-off against Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals starts at 8 tonight. The New Jersey man who killed four members of his family in Colts Neck will spend the rest of his life behind bars. 59-year-old Paul Canero has been sentenced to four life terms with no parole for the 2018 murders. Canero stabbed his brother, sister-in-law, and their two young children to death before setting that house on fire. Prosecutors say the motive was money.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.